Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Joining, that is, myself, John Yule, and Michael Coates, here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and today's edition of Swing Time. I hope you like the selections we've chosen for you today, which kicked off with an album I've played so much since it first came out that the case is broken, and it's covered in stickers from where I've been playing tracks from the album before for you in the past. The album is by Charlie Sepulveda and The Turnaround, Charlie and Master Trumpeter, and the album is called Songs for Nat. It was recorded in the A1 Studios in Miami and released in 2018, and how I wish they would record another, because I think this is still the latest album from Charlie Sepulveda and The Turnaround. With Charlie on trumpet, they are composed of Norberto Ortiz on tenor, Gabriel Rodriguez on bass, baritone, I think it is, no, on bass, Francesca Alcarca on drums, Gladwin Vargas on congas, and Benvenido Dinzi on percussion. All the compositions are by Charlie Sepulveda, and this week we heard 402B Blues. The first of two brand new releases on the show now, both of which came out in the US at the tail end of last year and have been available here in the UK for just over a month now. First of all, guitarist Peter Bernstein. He was born in New York City, 1967, and although Peter has featured over the years in the bands of many of the leading New York performers and leaders, he has recorded some 30 albums, no less, as a leader himself. This latest offering is called Better Angels and was recorded at Studio A, at the Power Station in New York on the 1st of April 2024. A quartet album with Peter on guitar. We hear Brad Maldu on piano, Vincent Archer on bass, and Al Foster on drums. Some of Peter's CDs are exclusively featuring his own compositions, but here we have a 50-50 split between his own work and that of others, the others in this instance being pianist Duke Jordan, at one time a member of Charlie Parker's band. Peter Bernstein then, from his new album called Better Angels, and this is called No Problem. Peter Bernstein and his new album Better Angels is available now on the Smoke Sessions label. A vocal break now, and we go back to August 1960 in the Capitol Studios in Hollywood and Julie London's album Round Midnight. We're going to hear But Not For Me, which was composed by George and Ira Gershwin from one of their most successful musicals, Girl Crazy, in 1930. The arranger is Dick Reynolds, and the singer, as I've just said, is Julie London.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. The lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hold legs and also lack a day. Although I can dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. To fall and get that way. I hold less and also like a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
But Not For Me from Julie London here on Springtime on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and with me, your host for this first hour of the programme, John Yule. The other brand new release that I'm featuring this week is led by John Fedchuk, the trombonist, fine trombonist, and the album is called Justifiably JJ, a centennial tribute to the great JJ Johnson, recorded live in Indianapolis last year, a highly appropriate venue because JJ Johnson was born in Indianapolis in 1924 and died in the same city in 2001. He played in Benny Carter's band from 1942 to 1945 and then joined Count Basie. After a spell with Oscar Pettiford, he teamed up with the fellow trombonist Kai Winding, a partnership which lasted on and off until Winding's death in 1983. In the 50s and 60s, J.J. Johnson led a number of his own groups, including quite a lot of big names from time to time as well. And then after concentrating for over a decade on studio work in Hollywood, he returned to playing live in the late 1980s. All but one of the tracks on this new album are J.J. Johnson compositions, and this is one of them. Say When. Thank you. John Fetchuk there on trombone with Steve Ali on piano, Jeremy Allen on bass, and the drummer was Sean Dobbins. John was born in Cleveland and worked and arranged for the Woody Herman Band in the 1980s, and has led his own lineups, including his full band from New York, ever since. Another composition then by J.J. Johnson, on the turntable now, another offering from the same album called Minor Mist.
Thank you.
Right, John Fedchuk, an excellent new album, and it's called Justifiably JJ, and is out on Summit Records. I have another new release which arrived yesterday, actually, which I think could well prove to be the best, or one of the best, new releases of this year. It arrived too late for me to include in today's programme, but it'll certainly be in the show next week, and I think by next week it could well be the number one record on the US Jazz Countdown. Okay, gig guide time, and last week I flagged up a gig at the Worksop Library this evening from the Simon Peterson Quartet, a tribute to Chet Baker. I've been informed that this our particular concert is now sold out, so you can perhaps avoid an unnecessary journey unless you've already got a ticket for this concert. It is a Chet Baker tribute, and as Alan Barnes once said to me, it's amazing how many more tickets you can sell when a dead person's mentioned in the lineup. Jazz at the Lascar tomorrow evening, the 19th. Mishra, and Deepa Shakti. Mishra are a Sheffield-based band with folk roots and jazz improvisational influences, and they're being joined by Deepa Shakti, a vocalist and composer, along with the lineup of the band, which also includes Kate Griffin on banjo and vocals, Ford Collier on percussion, John Ball on tambla and santor, John Manhaskell on bass, and Alex Lyon on clarinet and vocals. An alternative attraction for tomorrow evening is at Cabanas, where the Sheffield University Big Band will be performing. I rather wish the University Big Band played more gigs in and around the city, although I appreciate how difficult sometimes it can be to organise things in an academic year with the end of term and holidays cropping up here and then all over the calendar. And finally, Chesterfield Jazz Club tomorrow evening at the Old House. They are starring the bass player Andrew Clendett. And Andrew has a long list of playing credits, which it includes amongst them playing with Bud Shank, George Coleman, Ray Bryant, Conti Condoli and Herb Ellis, and also Mundell Lowe. So a big attraction for Chesterfield Jazz Club tomorrow evening, Andrew Clendett on bass. More now from the Jazz Cruise for this year. And Randy Brecker, as usual, did a gig as leader on the cruise, but appears to be more at home these days in the mega-strong trumpet section of the big band led by John Clayton. So here he is with the UMO Jazz Orchestra on March the 15th, 2007, I think it was. Sorry, 2017, I think this was recorded, the year involved. The venue was certainly the Finvox Studio in Helsinki. Mats Holmquist is the leader and arranger, and he composed the forthcoming number as well. Solos in order from Heikki Tenonen on trombone, Mika Pettinen on trumpet, and of course Randy Becker on trumpet as well. This is Summer and Winter. Randy Brecker with the UMO Orchestra from Helsinki, Finland. The cruise this year sailed from Fort Lauderdale, and we had stops in Cozumel in the Gulf of Mexico, where we were surrounded by the usual souvenir shops, although there were was the option of a boat trip if you hadn't been sailing enough for the previous 4 days. And we also went to Grand Cayman, a place I first visited and last visited in 1979, and it's changed in more than one way, but the most noticeable way, I almost certainly think, is the fact that now the traffic is pretty horrendous, whereas in 1979 all you ever saw was the odd rust bucket floating past you. The Memorial Square has been developed as well, paying tribute to the famous people of the island and also the island's history. And I had to walk down 7 Mile Beach, and round the corner from 7 Mile Beach on the northern coast, there's still a place called Hell, which is a rock formation, and you can still send a postcode to somebody from a post office whose postmark is Hell. And I'm pleased to say Grand Cayman now has its own brewery, which it never used to have, K Brew, and that's probably done no end of damage to a certain brewery in Copenhagen, who used to rather dominate the market in those days back in 1979. Pianist Isaiah J. Thompson was on board once again, usually performing with John Pizzarelli, but here he is on his own. He did one gig on his own with his own trio on the cruise. Here he is with his own trio from the album Composed in Colour, recorded at the Samurai Hotel Studios in New York City on June the 14th, 2021, with Isaiah on piano, of course. It's Philip Norris on bass and TJ Reddick on drums. Here is an Ellis Marcellus composition called 12 It's. Isaiah J. Thompson. I've just realised, actually, I've played two successive tracks from leaders who both wear caps on stage. Randy Brecker and, as we've just heard, Isaiah J. Thompson, who was playing for John Pizzarelli on the cruise as usual. John, on vocals and guitar, of course, featured in a number of gigs of his own. They were featured on Guitars Galore, which was a concert by all the guitarists on board. He played as his tribute to Nat King Cole and his tribute to Frank Sinatra. And with his wife Jessica Mulaski, he performed Blossom and Bobby, which is a centennial concert in tribute to Bobby Short and Blossom Dearie. He also appeared on Sing 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 with all the other cruise singers. So as usual, John worked overtime, although I once saw him do three gigs in one night on the cruise, actually. This is John's most recent album, Stage and Screen, and as well as Isaiah and John Pizzarelli, we hear from the bass player, Michael Kahn. So we've got the same lineup here as appeared with John on the cruise. And this is a song from what I think is Rodgers and Hart's strongest score, Babes in Arms, from 1937. Where or When, from John Pizzarelli.
Stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time, thank you.
As AJ Thompson doing a fine job there, I think, on Where or When with John Pizzarelli, who we now hear with Jessica Mulaski and Kurt Elling. So three singers who were all on the cruise yet again this year. Coming up in the one track for the price of one, an album called Rockin' and Rhythm, an Ellington tribute, which was released in 2010. So along with the three vocalists, we have Martin Pizzarelli on bass, Teddy Tedesco on drums, Larry Fuller on piano, Tony Cadleck on trumpet, John Mosco on trombone, Andy Fusco on alto, and Kenny Berger on baritone. The arrangement, an excellent one as well, is by Don Sebaski. A composition from Juan Tizo, Irving Drake, Hans Longfellow, and additional lyrics from Jessica Mulaski. So, Mrs. Pizzarelli, Mulaski, and Elling, and Perdido.
I was having the time of my life. I hadn't a cat or a wife. There wasn't a single little thing to ever stop me then from getting to swing. I was happy as a pup, just chewing on a bone and making music on my own. Yes, I was bold and bopping as a boy could be. My melodies, I'd chop them all around the land and sea. I was home when I was roaming, living life just to get my gigs on 66, and it was right for me. And then without noticing, I dropped my map. And in itself, a crazy mishap. I took a dusty road down to Mexico way. I got lost, and what more can I say?
You dig, I hear you, my friend. I have had a very remarkable excursion myself, and I'm not speaking in hyperbole. I stopped by a shady spot to have a drink.
South of the border, one cholo, there can't be more than you think.
Remember, at all times to be aware of indiscretion. The worm can turn you to the heart of a soul,
or down the rabbit hole.
And may I emphasize that no two people are quite alike.
But when you drink the deadly spike,
pray for tomorrow to come.
I'm not someone who gives cigarettes on the way.
That said, by not, there will never be any story quite like this one.
Love finds you and your old life will be over in a moment.
And you'll never be,
ever be,
you will never be the same. Yes, I took the craziest trip and flip for a party and slip. Now I am forever, ever, ever, ever lost. Perdido, I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Torito, the day the fiesta started. Bolero, sweet as they played the bolero. She kissed me, a listing sombrero, and that's when my heart departed.
High was the sun when I held her close.
Oh, oh, was the moon when she said adios.
Perdido, my heart and my senses, Perdido. I know I must go to Torito to find what I lost, Perdido.
Went down to reach her and I held her close.
Talked to the preacher and said, adios.
Now, Perdido, a condo in Fair Escondido, where we can be found incognito, enjoying a rare siesta.
In summer, we try to explore Sausalito, but diapers and babies can't veto a dance or a chance fiesta.
Yes, I took the craziest trip and flipped for a party and slip.
Now I am forever, ever, ever, ever lost.
Okay, just to recap, that was Perdido, of course, and we heard John Pizzarelli, Jessica Mulaski, and Kurt Elling from the album Rockin' and Rhythm, an Ellington tribute, released on 2010, I think I'm right in saying. Perdido from John Pizzarelli, and that finishes the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Michael Coates will be taking over from me after we hopefully get the student ID, station ID on board. You can tell I used to work at a university, can't you? The station ID on board. And as I said earlier, I've got a superb new release next week to play for you. It's Dave Stryker, actually, the guitarist, with a full orchestra and indeed a considerable brass section. A really outstanding album, which I rather expect might be number one by the time that we're back with you next week. So please join myself at 1 o'clock next Tuesday afternoon and stand by for Michael Coates on Swing Time, about to take over from me now.